get my my new hip and become. I'm gonna see if I can get him to install a, you know, a like RoboCop had, you know, the little thing on his side where the pistol was kept and it would pop open and he'd pull his pistol out. I'm gonna see if I can get him to install one of those while they're at it. But other than that, you know, things are going well. How about you?
This is KN4HTP. We've had a few more hummingbird sightings in our yard, so it's pushing me a little closer to setting up a, like you were describing, those big, long, I don't know, iron, sounds like what I'm thinking of, iron hook that you stick in the ground. It's about 5 feet tall, and you put the little hummingbird feeder on the end. So I've been toying with that all spring and summer, and I might get around to it. But that'll be fun. I see him up high in the tree and marks off you around the side, so it'll be fun to get him into where we can really watch him, and hopefully temperatures will start to cool down a little bit for me here, and I can enjoy a little more time outside. Mostly Shadow and I go out pretty late at night while she inspects the yard and I look at the stars. Or I watch her inspect the yard while it's a tolerable temperature for me. So, but as it starts to cool off here towards, I guess, hopefully the end of August, I'll be able to spend a little more time, enjoy a little more time outside, let's put it that way. I'm a wimp in the heat, so I'm looking forward to that. I was thinking about that earlier this week. It'll be nice to have the season change a little bit and cool, be a little cooler. So I'm glad to hear things are progressing as far as the unpacking and that the robot parts, or as I would call them, the bionic leg, is on its way. My nephew, who's here, he broke his elbow three, four weeks ago, and he had to have surgery. He's got a metal plate in there now too, so he let me feel his elbow, and you can feel where the metal plate ends and how they rounded off the edges and stuff like that. He's got a beauty of a scar, and he broke it. He was riding his mountain bike, and I think he took a ditch wrong, but he was telling me about it tonight. It sounds pretty hairy, scary, especially for a teenager. Oh, well, it'll be scary for anybody. It doesn't matter how old you are. But anyway, he's recovering. He's got his motion back already in the elbow. He can straighten it, and every once in a while he forgets not to use it, and he uses it for a job that he hasn't used it for in several weeks, and he's like, hey, that arm. So he's improving steadily, and I hope that's the way you'll be after your surgery.
Roger, this is KN4RJN. Well, he's probably got an advantage over me because you you heal a lot faster when you're younger than when you, you know, get up there in age, as it were. But hopefully I'll, you know, the dog's got lame on her right left foot from arthritis and a couple other issues. So between the two of us, you know, we're both limping on the left side. We're a sorry sight walking down the street. But hopefully after the surgery, I'll be able to, you know, actually go for a walk and go further than, you know, 50 yards before it starts hurting. But we'll see. That's a whole other story. There's not a whole lot we can do for her. You can't replace back bones, which is where the issue is. But you know, she's getting along. She's learning how to walk on 3 feet, and she's, you know, slowly getting better. But I might have to get a prescription for her refilled here. I ran out the other day, but. But, yeah, things are going well, and it's good chatting with you. I hadn't talked to you in a while, and in some ways I hate being up here. In other ways, you know, it's nice up here, but I sure miss you folks down there and try to check in as often as I can. I'm glad we finally hit the 100 mark in July there. And I did talk to some folks up here and put the information out. I don't know if anybody from up here checked in down there or not, but you know, it is what it is. So you say hello to Mark for me, tell him I said hi, and I'm on back on out of here, and you have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I will be clear.
This is KN4HTP. I'm glad your dog is adjusting. She's a darling, so I'm glad to hear she's still able to be happy and learning how to get around with less pain. Using 3 of her 4 legs. So, that's tough. I have heard that you take longer to recover when you're older. That's good news for my nephew. Bummer for the rest of us. But sure hope things go smoothly for you up that direction. So, yeah, we miss you down here, too. It was fun to have your... You were our Friday Night Neck Controller. It was fun to have you on the radio every week, so... Thank you for sticking around for the Rag Chew, and I hope you have a good evening. Please say hello to your pup and to your army buddy and your wife for us. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Is there anyone else that would like to check in? We're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone listening in who hasn't had the chance to check in, please do so now. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or for check-ins? Mr. Wald, K4OIM, will be calling the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he will enjoy talking with you when you check in with him. So I invite you all to check in starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. The net report tonight will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute to fill in the form and to transmit the tonight's results. So please hold on for a moment. KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night, everybody.
Well, I'm 2 Tango Mobile.